At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Okay, Chelsea, no option on this one. I think this is something that should be known by pretty much everybody that I don't think anybody really has seen yet.
Okay.
I know this kind of just slipped by. It's not that old. So this article comes from Reuters on October 14th, 2025, written by, it says Reuters, but that seems like somebody who can't write, but that's what it says. Article title. Chinese freighters have EU delivery time on maiden Arctic voyage to UK. This comes from the Beijing office on October 14th of Reuters. A Chinese container ship has completed a pioneering journey through the Arctic to a UK port, state-run news agency Xinhua reported, cutting in half the usual transit time for the electric vehicles and solar panels aboard destined for Europe. The Istanbul Bridge's maiden voyage, originally expected to take 18 days, was delayed by 2 days due to a storm off the coast of Norway, but the ship still reached Europe earlier than the 40 to 50 days it takes freighters going through the Suez Canal or around the Cape of Good Hope. The new northern route, running entirely through Arctic waters and within Russia's exclusive economic zone, can now be navigated by ships due to global warming. China is exploring speedier maritime links with the European Union, the world's third largest economy, while in the middle of a costly trade war with the United States, the world's biggest consumer market. The push reflects Beijing's need to diversify its export market to sustain growth in an economy heavily dependent on selling its manufactured goods overseas. Exports to Europe rose an annual 14% in September. Chinese customs data shows, while shipments to the US fell 27% over the same period. Over the past four decades, the Arctic has warmed about four times faster than the global average, resulting in a dramatic reduction in sea ice and creating seasonal windows for commercial shipping. But weather and sailing conditions along the Arctic Passage can be unpredictable. Carrying about 4,000 containers from the Chinese port of Zhaoshan, the Istanbul Bridge docked in Felixstowe? I have no idea. Britain's largest container port. How do I have a harder time with the English port than the Chinese port?
It's so tricky.
On Monday, and was scheduled to make stops in Germany, Poland, and Netherlands, and Xinhua said. The ship is operated by Chinese-controlled container line Sea Legend, it said, and the company did not immediately respond to a Reuters request for comment. In recent years, Beijing has deepened maritime cooperation with Russia in Arctic waters as China seeks an alternative shipping route to reduce its dependence on the Strait of Malacca in Southeast Asia. Now, Chelsea,
Yeah. The
reason I wanted to talk about this, because there's a ton of implications in this, the first and biggest one is that, like, this is a very real, very tangible experience of global warming.
Yeah, it sounds like it, because it wasn't...
This is something that has always been shut off as a way ship, because the sea ice has always been blocking it.
I wanted to make sure that I wasn't misunderstanding.
No, that's the biggest thing, like, why it's such a big deal that this has happened.
Yeah.
But geopolitically, this is huge for a bunch of different reasons. One, if this opens up, all of this is going to go through Russian territory, Russian ocean territory, which is huge.
Yeah. Is that something that people necessarily want right now? What with what is going on politically with Russia right now? I guess that's
what you're saying. Well, not necessarily, but this gives Russia huge power if this is something that China wants to explore. And guess what? China does want to explore it because pretty much all of its trade goes through, like they said, the Strait of Malacca, which I think is right beside Singapore. And it's like a super narrow area of land that is controlled by other countries that could shut it off if they wanted to. Mm-hmm. And not to mention that, like they said, even if they wanted to go the normal route, this is about a third the time or a half the time of the normal route to get to Europe.
Yeah, I mean, when you say it that way, I mean, profit over people, right? Whatever's the easiest.
Everything. It doesn't matter what that other word is. Profit over, just insert any word.
Profit over literally anything. And it's such an interesting article for discussion because not only the politics, but obviously global warming is coming into play with it. And I think even environmentally, along with global warming, is what is it going to do to the marine life up there and the oceans where it's been basically untouched for how long? And what are the implications?
kind of untouched, because there's a few things that the Russians were doing up there, particularly during the Cold War with, say, like, nuclear subs that have really damaged the until now frozen environment, so could be kind of contained, which is going to be a bit of a disaster we have to talk about. But also, too, you make a fine point. Arctic wildlife is not used to having to deal with boats. So like the elusive narwhal, the unicorn of the sea, it's never had to battle. I shouldn't say battle, but it's never had to take up the same space as a cargo ship.
Yeah.
And I even wonder if, say, this might even end up being like the next cruise destination.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, the post-Arctic cruise.
I mean, cruise are, yes, probably. I would not doubt it, though you won't find a lot of cruises going to Russia right now. But cruises equally as much threaten the marine life just as much as, you know, like...
Every other ship.
Yeah.
And if anything, they kind of pollute a lot more because they're not carrying cargo to take off. They're carrying people, which come with their own chemical... I guess, yeah. I guess so. They call it gray water. I think that's the nice word for it.
I mean, that's only one of the things that we talked about, but yes.
Yeah.
So, and that's not going to help global warming in the least part. And I don't know how much it's happened where oceans are opening up because of, I know whales were being able to hunt in places that they weren't before that we've covered, but now we're getting cargo ships going to places.
They're hunting in territories they could not hunt before.
Yeah, exactly. So that's also something that's pretty new and unique to the situation, that an implication of global warming as well. So it's not going to be great, and it could probably even fast track what's already happening to speed things up because...
Yeah, and that's
pollution
even...
Pollution in those areas.
And even without talking about like the pollution of the cargo ship, that means we're one step closer to what's called a blue ocean event, where we no longer have ice reflecting heat away from the planet, and instead a full blue absorbing all the heat coming to the planet, which is a compounding factor that would just absolutely exponentially cause more global warming.
Yeah, which you would assume would...
Is bad.
Fast track it if it's already opening up. Ships to go there, so scary stuff.
Yeah, and I guess I don't know. Don't think about it too much. Other than I don't know, maybe the geopolitical sides of it. Because yeah, man, we're all kind of fucked. Anyhow, you got 48 hours. Don't think about it. Bye.
Until what? Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.